Hare Krishna. Here I am back in New Rajadhan. We arrived here last night, and this morning I had the opportunity to dress Radhe Shyam. It's still quite mild, although it said that it's going to be getting cooler starting tomorrow and cold by the weekend. But there's snow everywhere on the ground, even though it's a little slushy. On Monday, when I came from London, I was aware that it was actually the beginning, at least the early phase of the beginning of the Kumbh Mela festival, a festival that's now taking place in Prayag, Allahabad. Celebrated, well, they say that this year there may be as many as 100 million people coming there, since it's a Maha Kumbh Mela. And four places usually this festival takes place, in Allahabad, in Nasik, in Ujjain, and in Haridwar. And the main feature of the festival is bathing. There are different bathing times. In Allahabad, they bathe in the Sangam at the confluence of the Jamuna, Ganga, and the Saraswati. In Haridwar, the bathing takes place in Ganga, in Ujjain, on the bank of the Shipra River, and in Nasik, I think it's Godavari. The benefit of this bathing is that one becomes free from sinful reaction and thus becomes eligible for liberation, provided that the people who take that bath are really clear of what liberation is all about. If anyone's ever seen any pictures or been to these Kumbh Melas, you see that there are so many people of so many denominations or non-denominations, faiths, convictions, and very few pure Vaishnavas attend. Mainly Vaishnavas attend this festival for the sake of preaching. It's a great place to distribute books, to distribute prasadam, to distribute the holy name, and to preach, because people stay there for quite a long time. They come to hear spiritual discourses. Srila Prabhupada himself was also there. Actually, he must have been there prior to ISKCON days, because he lived in Allahabad and therefore must have been witness to quite a few of these Kumbh Melas, of which there's three types: Arda, which is a half, and there's a Purna, or a complete, and then the Maha Kumbh Mela, which takes place now. It takes place every 140, 150 years. And then there's also a Kumbh Mela. And the word Kumbh refers to the pot, the container, in which Mohini Murti held Amrita. And from Srimad Bhagavatam, we know the story of how the demons and demigods held a truce in order to churn the ocean of milk to get Amrita. Mohini Devi cheated the demons of their share, because she was partial to the demigods. And so in the ensuing fight, she dropped at these four places, a drop of this Amrita fell there, and those who take bath at the right astrological times are said to then bathing in that nectar-saturated waters. This year, I believe Indumna Maharaj is going there, and ISKCON's going to be there, having many pandals and facility for the sake of preaching. And that's the main reason that devotees participate in these festivals. Otherwise, our main festival is a festival that takes place anywhere that we chant Hare Krishna. It's the Sankirtan festival, which not only purifies one of sinful reaction, but also gives one the love of God, something one can't get from bathing in the Sangam or any of these other places. And That reminds me of a pastime that once took place at Kamyavan, where the gopis wanted Krishna to show them this Mohini form that he took at the dawn of creation. So Krishna manifest this form of Mohini Devi to them, and then the gopis stood Srimati Radharani beside her, and they wanted to judge who was more beautiful. This Mohini Murti bewildered the demons, and even Lord Shiva got bewildered by her. But when they saw Srimati Radharani and Mohini side by side, then the gopis decided that it was Srimati Radharani who was the more beautiful of the two. And so it is for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that our preference is always those activities, festivals, services that are pleasing to Srimati Radharani, the best of which is chanting Hare Krishna. Thereby chanting her name, and we please Krishna. By chanting Krishna's name, we please her. And in this way, participate in the most wonderful of all festivals, which is conducted under the shelter and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.